Chapter 28. In the days that follow the dragging of the river and the discovery of no spaceship, no bodies, and only a hint of debris at what may have been the girl's ship, Father Captain DeSoya fully expects a court-martial and perhaps an excommunication. The Archangel Courier is dispatched to Pochum with the news, and within 20 hours the same ship, with different human couriers, returns with the verdict. There will be a board of review. DeSoya nods when he hears the news, believing it is to be a precursor to his return to Pochum for a court-martial and worse. Surprisingly, it is the pleasant Father Brown who heads the board of review, as personal representative of Secretary of State Simon Augustino Cardinal Lourdesami, with Captain Wu standing in for Admiral Maryusin of Pax Fleet. Other members of the board include two of the admirals present during the debacle and Commander Barnes Avney. DeSoya is offered counsel, but he refuses. The father captain is not under arrest during the 5 days of the board hearing, not even under house arrest, but it is understood that he will remain on the Pax military base outside of Da Vinci until the hearing is concluded. During those 5 days, Father Captain DeSoya walks along the river path within the base confines, watches news on local television and direct access channels, and occasionally looks skyward, imagining that he can guess where Raphael still swings in parking orbit, unscrewed and silent except for its automated systems. DeSoya hopes that the ship's next captain brings it more honor. Many of his friends visit him. Gregorius, Key, and Rettig are nominally still his bodyguards, although they no longer carry weapons and, like DeSoya, remain on the Pax base in virtual arrest. Mother Captain Boulez, Captain Hearn, and Mother Captain Stone all stop by after giving their testimony and before shipping out for the frontier. That evening, DeSoya watches the blue tails of their dropships rising toward the night sky and envies them. Captain Sati of the St. Anthony has a glass of wine with DeSoya before returning to his torch ship in active duty in another system. Even Captain Lempriere comes by after testifying, and it is that bald man's halting sympathy that finally angers DeSoya. On the 5th day, DeSoya goes before the board. The situation is odd. DeSoya still holds the papal disc key and thus is technically beyond reproach or indictment, but it is understood that Pope Julius, through Cardinal Lourdesami, has willed this board of review, and DeSoya, shaped to obedience through both his military and Jesuit training, complies with humility. He does not expect exoneration. In the tradition of ship captains since the Middle Ages on Old Earth, DeSoya knows well that the coin of a captain's prerogatives has two sides. Almost godlike power over everyone and everything aboard one's ship, balanced by the requirement to take total responsibility for any damage to the ship or failure of one's mission. DeSoya has not damaged his ship, neither his former task force nor his new ship, the Raphael. But he is acutely aware that his failure has been total. With immense resources of the Pax available to him, both on Hyperion and in Renaissance space, he has failed to capture a 12-year-old child. He can see no excuse for this, and he testifies thus during his part of the hearing.
"And why did you order the lancing of the Farcaster portal on Renaissance Vector?" asks Father Admiral Combs after DeSoya's statement.
DeSoya raises a hand, then drops it. "I realized at that moment that the reason for the girl's trip to this world was to reach the portal," he says. "Our only hope for detaining her was to destroy the portal arch."
"But it was not destroyed," queries Father Brown.
"No," says DeSoya.
"In your experience, Father Captain DeSoya," says Captain Wu, "has there been any target that 1 minute of fully applied CPB fire would not destroy?"
DeSoya thinks for a moment.
"There are targets such as Orbital Forest or Auster Swarm asteroids that would not be fully destroyed by even a full minute of lance fire," he says, "but they would have been severely damaged."
"And the Farcaster portal was not damaged," persists Father Brown.
"Not to my knowledge,"
says DeSoya. Captain Wu turns to the other board members. We have an affidavit from Chief of Planetary Engineers, Rexton Ham, that the alloy of the Farcaster portal, although radiating heat for more than 48 hours, was not damaged by the attack. The panel members converse among themselves for several minutes.
Father Captain DeSoya, begins Admiral Sarah, when the questioning resumes. Were you aware that your attempt to destroy the portal might have destroyed the girl's ship?
Yes, Admiral.
And in so doing, continues Sarah, killed the child?
Yes, Admiral.
And your orders were specifically to bring the child to Pacham unharmed, am I correct?
Yes, Admiral, those were my precise orders.
But you were willing to defy those orders.
DeSoya takes a breath. In this case, Admiral, I felt it was a calculated risk. My instructions were that it was of paramount importance to bring the child to Pacham within the shortest time possible. In those few seconds when I realized that she might be able to travel by Farcaster portal and escape apprehension, I felt that destroying the portal, not the child's ship, was our best hope. To be honest, I felt that the ship had either already traversed the portal or had not yet reached it. All indications were that the ship had been struck and fallen into the river. I did not know whether the ship had the capacity to travel underwater through the portal, or for that matter whether the portal could farcast an object underwater. Captain Wu folds her hands. And to your knowledge, Father Captain, has the Farcaster portal shown any signs of activity since that night?
Not to my knowledge, Captain.
To your knowledge, Father Captain, she continues. Had any Farcaster portal, on any world of the former web, or any spaceborne portal for that matter, had any Farcaster shown any sign of renewed activity since the fall of the Farcasters more than 270 standard years ago?
To my knowledge, says DeSoya, they have not.
Father Brown leans forward.
Then, Father Captain, perhaps you can tell this board why you thought that the girl had the capacity to open one of these portals and was attempting to escape through this particular one.
DeSoya does open his hands this time. Father, I don't know. I guess that I had the distinct feeling that she was not willing to be captured, and her flight along the river. I don't know, Father. The use of the portal is the only thing that made sense that night. Captain Wu looks at her fellow panelists. Any more questions? After a silence, the captain says, That will be all, Father Captain DeSoya. This board will apprise you of its findings by tomorrow morning. DeSoya nods and leaves. That night, walking the base path along the river, DeSoya tries to imagine what he will do if he is court-martialed and stripped of his priesthood, but not imprisoned. The thought of freedom after such failure is more painful than the thought of prison. Excommunication has not been mentioned by the board. No punishment has. But DeSoya clearly sees his conviction, his return to Pacham for higher court proceedings, and his ultimate banishment from the church. Only a terrible failure or heresy could bring about such punishment. But DeSoya sees, unblinkingly, what a terrible failure his efforts have been. In the morning, he is called into the low building where the board has met all night. He stands at attention in front of the dozen men and women behind the long table.
Father Captain DeSoya, begins Captain Wu, speaking for the others. This board of review was convened to answer queries from Pax Command and the Vatican as to the disposition and outcome of recent events. Specifically in this command and this commander's failure to apprehend the child known as Aenea. After 5 days of investigation and after many hundreds of hours of testimony and depositions, it is the finding of this board that all possible efforts and preparations were made to carry out this mission. The fact that the child known as Aenea, or someone or something traveling with her,
was able to escape via a farcaster that has not worked for almost 3 standard centuries, could not have been anticipated by you or by any other officer working with you or under your command. The fact that the farcasters could resume operation at all is, of course, of grave concern to the Pax Command and to the Church. The implications of this will be explored by the highest echelons of Pax Command and the Vatican hierarchy. As for your role in this, Father Captain DeSoya, with the exception of possible concern we have for your risking the life of the child, you are charged with taking into custody. We find your actions responsible, correct, in keeping with your mission priorities and legal. This board, while official only in the capacity of review, recommends that you continue your mission with the Archangel-class ship designated the Raphael, that your use of the papal authority disc key continue, and that you requisition those materials and personnel you consider necessary for the continuance of this mission. DeSoya, still at rigid attention, blinks rapidly several times before saying, "Captain?" "Yes, Father Captain," says Wu. "Does this mean that I can keep Sergeant Gregorius and his troopers as my personal guard?" Captain Wu, whose authority strangely overwhelms that of the admirals and planetary ground commanders at the table, smiles. "Father Captain," she says, "you could order the members of this board to go along as your personal guard if you wish. The authority of your papal disky remains absolute." DeSoya does not smile. "Thank you, Captain. Sirs, Sergeant Gregorius and his 2 men will suffice. I will leave this morning."
"Leave for where, Federico?" asks Father Brown. "As you know, exhaustive searches of the records have not given us a clue as to where the Farcaster might have sent that ship. The River Tethys had changeable connections, and any data about the next world on the line has evidently been lost to us."
"Yes, Father," says DeSoya. "But there are only 200-some worlds that used to be connected by that Farcaster River. The girl's ship has to be on one of them. My Archangel ship can reach all of them, given time for resurrection after translation, in less than 2 years. I will begin immediately." At this, the men and women at the table can only stare. The man in front of them is facing several 100 deaths and difficult resurrections. As far as they know, no one since the beginning of the sacrament of resurrection has ever submitted to such a cycle of pain and rebirth. Father Brown stands and lifts his hand in benediction.
"In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti," he intones. "Go with God, Father Captain DeSoya. Our prayers go with you."